Good evening. This is LaVarne Williams. I'm the chair of the Pacifica National Finance Committee meeting. Today is March the 20th, 2006. The Finance Committee plans to meet today and with sent out a tentative agenda. And I would like to begin with the roll call. And if we can have, I can do that. Would you like me to do that?
Okay. You can do it.
I'm sorry.
Do you want me to do it?
Oh, please.
Okay.
Okay, and we'll have the roll call by the secretary of the committee, Casey McFall.
Okay. Ambrose Lane. Rudy Bediako.
Here.
Casey McFall is here. Sandy Weinman. Jane Gatewood.
Here.
Patty Hesley. Brian Edwards. Sandra Rawline, is it Rawline or Rawline?
I think it's Rawline.
Rawline. Not here. Lonnie Hicks?
Here.
Dave Adelson?
Here.
LaVarne Williams?
Here.
Seven present.
Okay, thank you very much. I sent out a proposed agenda just a few hours ago, so I want to know if everyone had an opportunity to review that or receive it.
This is Jane. I have something to add.
Sure, please.
Yeah, the 2006 budget calendar that we proposed had suggested that the CFO would initiate the process by sending out a call for priorities by March 20th. So, in general, the budget calendar and in specific, the initiation of the 2007 budget process.
For what it's worth, that has happened.
Yes. The question is, has it happened?
Yeah. So I had to put it on the agenda.
Yes, it did. And budget, okay, on the agenda. We'll have Lonnie to see if he's gotten any responses back, but right, he did send that out. So would you like to add that to the agenda just for Lonnie?
Okay. Yeah, because I think that at the last meeting we said that it hadn't been, the budget calendar hadn't been adopted by the CMB.
Right. I think...
it has been since then. We at our last meeting we adopted it.
Right, that was the one that needs to be included. The status of motions. Oh no, those approved. But right, I need to add that I didn't. So I'll just add motion approved. Finance motions approved. At I'll put it at like on a 4A or 4B or whatever. A separate one, because that was a motion that was approved at the last PNB telephone conference call.
This is Dave.
Please, Dave.
I don't see on it anywhere what I thought was the main thing we need to get done for the PNB meeting, which is any motions on budget adjustments. Is it in there? If it isn't, I'd like to move that it be the first item after we approve minutes.
Okay, that's fine. We can add that.
Yeah, my recollection, that was why we were meeting tonight.
Right.
That and the fact that we have not reviewed any of the January year-to-date financials, and I think that once we review the also maybe we should consider moving the January financials up, because that will definitely identify issues or budget adjustments after we look at the numbers. Or what are your thoughts on that?
Jane, I have a comment.
Sure. Who is this, Jane?
Yeah,
please.
I thought that there were anybody who had any proposals would be bringing specific proposals to us tonight. I thought that was how we left it at our last meeting. Because I wouldn't imagine that we couldn't, unless Lonnie wants some changes to the national budget. I don't think that we could initiate any proposed budget adjustments from any of the stations.
Go ahead, Dave.
I think we could deal with that in the agenda item. I have a different understanding of things, but we should deal with that during the agenda item.
Okay. So let's go to that in terms of the approval of agenda and agenda items. So your suggestion is to move, Jane, let me just restate this. Your suggestion is to move the any potential budget adjustments that to after become item 4?
Yes.
Okay.
That was okay. Actually Dave's motion, but I support it.
Okay. And
I just wanted to add the budget calendar, preferably new number 5A.
Oh, okay.
Because I think it'll be quick.
Yeah. Yeah. The from the last, there were a couple of updates from the last meeting, and we had talked about that, and we did get okay. Fine. We'll add that to 4B on 5A on budget calendar. Okay, are there any other additions to the agenda? Okay, if they're not, I will go through the agenda then. We're having a hailstorm right now. Roll call and approval of the agenda. 2 was scheduling of next meeting. 3, approval of minutes from 1229, 117, 216, and 39. And then we've added 4A, identify budget adjustments to 4, wanting to go over the status of, just quickly, 10 minutes, go over the status of motions submitted at January 06 PNB meeting. That included the GM expense reimbursement that was reimbursement procedures, which Lani was to give us another date. The dotted line reporting relationship from station managers to business managers, from station business manager to CFO. The national Spanish language budget. Motion to convene national finance staff, including treasurers, business managers, and national staff as appropriate. 5, the status of motions approved at the 3906 National Finance Committee meeting and also approved in the last teleconference of the PNB. In the first one, we would do the budget calendar. B would be original motion to convene finance, national finance staff. C would be at or before the June PNB meeting that the CFO and the NFC chair will convene a conference call with the NFC business managers and appropriate national staff to identify budget and financial issues for forwarding to the PNB. D is a motion to include topic of an investment oversight committee. And E is motion to address the question of how to develop a national capital campaign. And 6 is... I'm going to pull this up because I think I actually changed this slightly. But the review of January year-to-date financials and 7, look at the National Finance Committee goals and timeline. Oh, I did change this, and I also added a short review of the Finance Committee report. So I would like your input on that to the PNB for the PNB meeting, which is scheduled for this weekend in Los Angeles to be hosted by KPFK.
Yvonne, this is Dave.
Sure.
I'd like to move that we postpone the discussion of the capital campaign idea. It's not urgent and it's a huge agenda, so I'd like to move that it be postponed to our next meeting.
Okay. So is there any discussion? Okay. So then what we will do is we'll move... the motion to address the question of how to develop a national campaign to the next NFC meeting.
Madam Chair?
Please.
We did discuss many of the items on 4, A, B, C, and D.
Uh-huh.
Not much of an update there.
Okay.
And in the interest of time, maybe we could move those items toward the end of the meeting, with the exception of including the budget adjustments and the budget calendar in that space. A, B, C, and D, as I recall, we did discuss. In any event, I don't have much of an update.
Okay, well, just I mean, if that's the case, then just a word, because I think we've kind of left it with, well, let's get to, if you don't mind, I'd like to just, it should take 5 minutes then.
Oh, sure.
Because I have, the notes that I had from the last meeting, so if we can do that. Are there any other changes, additions, deletions?
Madam Chair, this is Sandra in Houston. I'm joining a little bit late.
Hi, Sandra. Welcome aboard.
Hi.
Okay, what we're doing now is first want to know if you had an opportunity to pull up the agenda that was sent out a couple hours ago. Okay. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. There's like a little thunderstorm or hailstorm going on outside.
Well, I'm on the back porch because the baby's inside making a fuss.
Okay. So, then if we can proceed then with the agenda. Yeah, I need to move something here. Okay. Would like to move to approve the agenda. Is there any other discussion? Okay, thank you very much. Okay, wanted to go next to the scheduling of the next meeting. And as we said, the next, the PNB meets this weekend in Los Angeles, so the next date would be, the suggested date would be, had we decided on the second or the third Monday, or what was our decision, or do we want to go for something like that? Do we have a discussion on it?
What is the question?
The question is a set date. Did we set the second or the Monday of the month, or had we really set a meeting time for the finance committee?
A regular
meeting?
Monthly meeting.
Yes.
Schedule. I don't think we did we?
I don't recall that we did, no.
Do we want to
talk about a Thursday, I believe. I might be mistaken, but I thought we were talking about.
Okay. What about Thursdays in terms of your calendar? Second or third Thursday, the second Thursday of the month? I think it also depends on when Lonnie can deliver the financials. So you will have the financials from the prior or the previous the month prior to the month that has passed. You said around the first week of the month, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. So I prefer the 13th of the third, in this case for April, would be the second and the third Thursday.
So,
13th and the 20th.
Or the 20th?
Yeah.
So would we go with, go ahead, Dave.
I'd like the third.
The third? Okay, so then the third would be, and if we get into May, that would be the 18th. So, that and then the 15th. Okay, so the do we want to put a motion or just we want to suggest that our standard meeting is the third Thursday of the month?
Yeah, and I'd like if we do that to go ahead and have the secretary post it to the KPFA calendar for the rest of the year.
Is there any other discussion?
We're doing 5 or 5:30.
What is the preference for the committee?
I prefer 5.
Who's that? I'm sorry.
This is Dave yawning.
Okay. All right.
I prefer 5:30.
Okay, we have 1:05, 1:05:30.
My
bike 5.
Okay. Any other 5? Anyone else for 5:30?
This is Jane. I'd just like to make an observation that Our 5:30 start times seem like they're pretty consistently 25 minutes late. So maybe we're all right with changing it to 5 and it will actually start close to 5:30.
Very good. Of course, then it won't, but okay, what about, see, I think the person who has an objection, excuse me, is Brian, right? Are you there? Can you unmute? Or maybe not.
My issue is that it's extremely hard for me with my work schedule to be on the call at 5. So, I don't know. I would prefer to say 5:30 and let's start on time.
Okay. Let's see, any other discussion? How would Delaney had five, Dave said five. What are the other preferences here?
Hey, Brian, we won't start until 5:30 anyway, you're safe.
Yeah, we'll be approving minutes and calling roll and stuff like that. And if you know, we wait, then we're doing that stuff into much later. And, you know, we all work and have work schedules that are demanding. So if it's almost never do we deal with the crucial meat of the meeting in that first half hour to 45 minutes. So if you wouldn't mind, then, I mean, it would be nice to be able to get done with it earlier. I know Lonnie, you know, has plenty of demands on his work schedule as well.
No, and I realize it's late for the folks on the East Coast. Just want to throw my limitations on the table. I'm probably, it'll be rare that I'll ever be on a call before 5:45. But, you know, whatever works best for the most people.
Okay, so how do we want to handle this? Do we want to go for 5:15? And then we can get go through most of the preliminary type stuff for the first 30 minutes. Is that an alternative or five?
Become 5:30. It's a hard time.
Yeah, I would like to speak in favor of either 5 or 5:30 because I think 5:15 is.
Okay, so just give me the count on 5 and 5:30, then we can go from there. So I have 2 for 5, 1 for 5:30.
This is Sandra. I can go either or.
Okay, same here.
This is Baruti. I kind of prefer 5.
Okay.
That's 8 o'clock my time. And so, thank you.
Okay. And Casey?
I can do either. I prefer as late as possible, but I'll do whatever.
Okay. Either way we go for me. I mean, so it looks like we have 3 and 2 with three of us, and we can go either way. So why don't we're gonna go for 5, and we'll see how it works, Brian, in terms of you're able to get on and how we go through and take care of the part of the meeting in order to take care of the business of the committee. And then we can make an adjustment. So we'll preliminary, we'll say 5, and we'll look at the next meeting and see how that goes, see when you can get on the call, and then perhaps we can make an adjustment in the future if we absolutely can't get you on. So then do we want to do this by motion, a standard meeting, third Thursday of the month? We're tentatively scheduling for 5 p.m. Okay, any other discussion? Okay, so move. I think that was Dave's motion. Thank you. So the next meeting, just for certain, will be April the 20th at 5 p.m. Okay, and the next item on the agenda is approval of minutes. So has everyone had a chance to look at the minutes for those dates that we have outlined, 12/29, 1/17, 2/16, and 3/9. Okay, let's start with the first day. We'll start with the ending date. Has everyone had an opportunity to look at the minutes for March the 9th?
Patty.
Hi, Patty. Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Okay, we were looking at the approval of minutes, item 3. Did you get a chance to pull up the agenda sent out a few hours ago?
Patty? I'm working on it now.
Okay, so what we want to discuss first, we'll look at them in terms of approval of minutes. Has everyone had an opportunity to look at the minutes that were sent by Dave for March the 9th? Dave was our acting secretary. Thank you. You did a good job. Appreciate it.
This is Sandra in Houston. From what I've seen, I don't have any objections to the minutes.
I move approval of the March 9th minutes as distributed.
Both the one and the one in executive session also?
Yeah, there's no objection to that.
Okay. So there are no objections then. So move. We approve the minutes of March the 9th, 2006. Thank you. Now let's go to February the 16th. Has anyone had an opportunity? Are there any objections, changes to the minutes, or have you had a chance to review? Okay, I don't hear any discussion, so...
This is saying I'll move to adopt the minutes from February 16th.
Okay, yes. Thank you. So moved. We don't need a second on approval of minutes, right? Okay, so we've moved to adopt the minutes of February the 16th, 2006. Okay, so let's go to January the 17th, 2006. Has everyone had an opportunity to look, review? Are there any changes?
Have we received those?
Casey?
I don't know
yes,
about those.
They've been in the file section. I just emailed them out to everybody again when I saw them on the agenda, like right before I got on the call. But they've been in the file section for like a couple weeks.
Right. I need to go in on the file, too, and look at those, because, Dave, you passed that to me, right?
Yeah, I made
yeah,
you a
Yahoo.
Moderator on the group.
Great. Okay, so I need to go in.
So move approval of those minutes.
Okay, thank you. And so moved. So we approve the minutes of January the 17th, 2006. Okay, let's go to the minutes for 12:20. We actually met on 12/29/2005.
Yep.
Has there been, are there any suggested changes, updates, amendments?
I suggest we never meet on the 29th of December again.
Okay, we'll add that to some minutes at some point in the future. So there are any changes, updates, revisions? Okay, I don't hear any, so can we move to adopt the minutes?
So moved.
Thank you. So the motion has been moved. So we moved to adopt the minutes of December the 29th, 2005. Thank you. And thank you, Casey, very much.
Question about minutes?
Sure, please.
Where are these available publicly? Where do we post them that they can be accessed by the public? And or... You know, Casey, could you take responsibility to be in contact with Pete Caracas and CC me and the ED asking that these be posted? Because I have seen emails from listeners who would like access to the minutes.
I will certainly copy you. I can send you copies of at least 25 emails I've sent that have not received a response.
We'll make it happen this time.
Okay. I get phone calls from PNB members asking for them as well, and I just can't seem to get a response to get them on the website.
Do we want to get? Casey has requested that be done. Do we want to put in a motion? This is like just a little record keeping, bookkeeping for our own sake to get that in the on the PNB .org website. So, shall we do a motion to get this to the PNB to make sure, not just finance, we need to do this basic record keeping or the housekeeping, rather, for all the committees?
I will be raising the point during the approval of PNB minutes, so I don't think we need to spend any more time here, but if every time such a contact is made, if I get CC'd, then I can push it.
Okay, so this is a concern and an action item that Dave, I can just add it as an action item that Dave will raise at the PNB, the housekeeping for in terms of posting minutes to the to Pacifica.org.
Right.
Okay, so we'll just add that as an action item at the end of the minute, at the end of the minutes for today. That would be great.
You know, the interim, or if it's just a question of Pete Caracas being totally swamped, it would be really easy to just set up a blog that anyone on the committee could post minutes and relevant documents to.
Actually, may I speak?
Sure, please, Dave.
One of the things we could do, as long as the kpftx.org site is being used for our calendar and archiving of our main minutes, I'm sure that they can set up a PHP mechanism for us to post minutes there as well, so we have something in the interim.
Right.
A good idea.
And then Pete could just throw up a link at the Pacifica site until he gets caught up.
And if John Sirius is listening, maybe he can forward that to the KPFTX folks.
John was going to step away for a minute.
Can I say something,
please?
Baruti?
Yes.
Yeah, I would, I know that might make it a little bit easier, but I think we should try to really get them on the official website.
No question.
Using this kind of backup is not, we could be a little more official, I think, in terms of where we place our minutes and stuff. So I would hopefully it wouldn't come to that. Hopefully we can do it at the main website. That would be my preference.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I agree completely that that's the way it should be, but Brian's point is well taken. If it's not happening, we still have a responsibility of making it publicly available, so we shouldn't do it exclusively. I mean, we shouldn't do that, I don't think, to the exclusion of whatever means we can to meet our obligations right now. And I'll, you know, talk to the ED about it, and we'll do, you know, we'll push as hard as we can so that it's done in the official way.
Can I ask one question, Dave?
Sure.
The person that does the official website, is that volunteer or is it a staff person? How is that handled?
No, it's a paid position. The problem is just that person is involved in many different activities with respect to the website, and there are so many committees that if every committee secretary is posting to him, then he's spending a lot of time maintaining links on that and not able to do the website. What he wants to do is set up an interface that will make it so that every secretary can post those things. And he's asked to have a discussion with us about how to do that, and that discussion hasn't happened. But once he does that, it'll still take him a little time to build the interface. And the question is, does he spend his time posting things ad hoc right now, or does he spend it building a system so that every secretary can have a password-protected area where they can post? And that's sort of the issue. So that's why it might be helpful. I mean, the same thing, incidentally, goes for the calendar. He wanted to build a more elaborate thing for the calendar, so they threw up an ad hoc thing over at kpftx.org, which we've been using as sort of the official notice site. And I think it's just that he's one person doing the job of many people, and it's a question of what priorities he's been asked to set by whom, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
Patty? Please,
Patty. Yeah. Please, go ahead.
Maybe he can ask Roger Manning how he did it, because at the WBAI.org website, they have a content management system, and all volunteers have a password. Their code shows as to what they post, and it's there's several ways to do it, and it's not that difficult. So, yeah, maybe he should talk to Roger about the way of doing it.
Okay. Thank you. And also, I guess we need to touch base with Teresa Howling, too, to see. So, Dave, just a question. When were you planning to bring this up at the PNB meeting?
When we approve minutes,
okay.
I was going to. We've got 1 hour for approval of minutes, special rules of order, things like that.
Okay.
That's when I was going to raise it.
Okay, so the action is that you will raise the posting of minutes at the PNB website. Patty has suggested Roger Manning as a source in terms of using a content management system, and that Baruti has expressed an interest that we really need it on Pacifica.org and a temporary fix at KPFTX could be used, but that would also require someone to do the work, I would believe, to set it up unless it's already there. But then the action is that just to follow up at the next meeting to see what happened at the PNB, so we'll know when we can get our minutes posted. Thank you. That was a good discussion on that. That was learning something new. Is there any other discussion? Thank you. So do we want to move now to identifying the budget adjustments?
Yes.
Okay, great. So how do we want to start the discussion? Do we want to start with the things that Lonnie... The known knowns of the. Do we want to start
things
with lines about things we know and some things we don't know? But do we want to start with Lonnie,
yes,
to lay out what he believes the budget adjustments are, and then each station then could come on and speak to the issues that they are aware of? Will that work for us, Lonnie?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. All right. So why don't you just jump right in?
Well, right now I don't have any official budget adjustments. That is to say, ones that fall within our criteria. There have been some minor ones, but...
Lonnie, this is Lauren. Can I just... our criteria, that was from the motion that with a couple of the motions that we had last year in terms of setting it up. So why don't you just throw out a couple of the criteria so we're all, and people who are online will kind of know what we're talking about.
Well, the understanding would be that budget adjustments would be of two types, one revolving around individuals and personnel, the other around line item adjustments. What we have as policy is that line item adjustments where the variance in a category, and category here is programming, development, administration, and salaries would vary by 10% or $50,000,
right,
that these would be brought forth for discussion. Now, that's a variance discussion, but as yet, no one has asked for an official budget adjustment with those criteria. We also have a contract policy, which states that changes to contracts, agreements, insurance policies, and I won't go over that contract policy in any greater detail, would, in fact, be noticed to the coordinating committee. And we have had some of those, and I can mention a few, that the ED has brought forth, and I have, and I'll bring forth any late-breaking ones that that may have impact. I'd like to speak to some of those potential changes in the budget without bringing them forward, because at this point I don't have enough information, but I do have enough to notice. Let me just go through a few. One is contracts that we have, as it turns out, three union contracts that have yet to be signed, but are on the table to be signed. And there's some last-minute items in there. They were anticipated in the budgets, but I want to see the final language in those contracts to be sure of the financial implications. And I'm working on that to bring it forward. That there's a contract language due from WBAI, or they're after a contract. The CWA contract at KPFA has been budgetized and will not change. There is a contract with AFTRA at KPFK, and as a matter of fact, I'm getting together with some of the union people at the board meeting while I'm in L.A. But I don't expect that there will be any great changes that haven't already been anticipated in the budget. But if that changes, I'll be there to look at it. There is the contract at WPFW, which has also been budgetized, but again, the final signing of that contract has not occurred. So I'm expecting that all the contracts, that is to say three of the four, will be signed off on in the next 2-3 weeks, and the first one up will be down in L.A. if we can get that done. I have noticed the board before on the contract, so it is not the first time coming up, but we will try to finish that. One that I would mention is that while I don't have specific budget changes, adjustments at this point, there will be a lot potentially in June. And I'll just do a quick list. One of them is the new programming discussion we have may have budget implications for June, as we'll have the discussion here at this board meeting, but there may be something. And I went over some of the potential financial implications in programming, and won't know, of course, until we have that discussion. FSRN, if there is discussion and the meetings go forth, maybe by June, there will be a need to look at either budget adjustments, either for the end of this fiscal or perhaps the next fiscal. We have elections that are due. We sped up the hiring of a election supervisor, so that has some budget implications. We're hiring that person earlier than we had planned to in the budget. Bylaws, we don't know if there are budgetary implications. We don't know until those proposals come forth. And legal issues. Loom, and there are two or three on the table, and plus some issues coming to us from from FCC, which the board will be updated on by the ED at this next board meeting. All of those may have financial implications and indeed budget implications. Unfortunately, the timing being as such, again, don't know the details. and I would be reluctant to talk about some of them on the call. We can do it in executive session because they do have legal implications that face the network. So anyway, sorry to be vague, but right now, and also on accounting, our accounting software is outdated, and we've been talking with consultants about upgrading our current software, which won't be supported, isn't supported, and we've looked at new software, we've looked at upgrading our current software, we have software that's version 4, and the latest version is version 9, so if we upgrade, but the cost of that could be $20,000 to $25,000, and we would look to have it done by October 1st, the start of the new fiscal, but you know, there probably would be a financial implication in this fiscal, too, toward the end of this fiscal. So there's lots of potential budgetary changes on the table, but I wish I could say they're all ready for this board meeting. Most of them would be coming through in June at the June board. Okay.
Okay, do we want to have first I guess we can have a discussion on the items that Lonnie has listed. I guess first, you want to weigh in on the three union contracts you were saying in terms of potential, and perhaps if we can have some type of range or just talk about that, or we can just go into also the ones that Lonnie believe will come up in June. Is there any discussion? Okay, maybe I'll start. Okay, just want to understand, you said BAI, the AFTRA, what exactly is the status of that? I mean, I guess I wasn't listening, I was listening closely, but I didn't really understand where exactly, I mean, there's been a contract, is it on the table? What is the potential delta or change or exposure to the budget for BAI because of the AFTRA contract?
Well, in all the contracts, the goal was to reduce the costs, and what we have been doing in each contract is, where possible, moving our employees out of the union health and benefit package. That is to say, AFTRA has a health and welfare package. Generally, what Pacific has been doing is paying AFTRA 10, 12, 14% into those packages, and in the course of the last 2 or 3 years, that percentage continually goes up. Doing the math, it became clear that we could bring people into our particular health and benefit package, and it would be a lot cheaper than paying AFTRA, and our benefits were better and less costly to the station. Turns out, too, that AFTRA was having severe financial problems with their health and welfare package. And in many cases, staff discussed it over with the union and made a decision with us rather than stay in the union package. The bottom line has improved at each station, mostly at each station.
Oh, just a second, Lonnie. Someone needs to mute. We're hearing background conversation. Still there, unless it's you, Lonnie. Do we need to mute?
No, it's not me.
Okay.
I'm sounding there, like television.
Okay. Would everyone please mute? Any moment now. Or maybe the person is actually not on the phone and is talking. Okay, please go ahead. It's a little long. Lonnie.
Well, that's a pattern for all the union contracts. What we also discovered was that, in our case, for example, attorneys had been negotiating the union contracts, and they had cost each station $30,000 to $40,000. It's very expensive to do it. Same thing at I, and et cetera. So this time I did, along with the general managers and with attorneys reviewing the contract, we did the negotiations. And with the business managers, general managers, attorneys who could advise us, and we saved each station about $20,000 or $30,000 on legal fees, and then another $20,000 to $30,000 at K, for example, on reducing benefit costs. So what you have, if you look at the salary line, very small increases in the salaries for this year, with even with those new increases in union wages and very small increases in benefits. And it saved the network, $100,000. Just there was a less expensive way to do union negotiations and also a way to improve the benefits at a lower cost. So that's generally what our strategy was. And, of course, we were very much above board with it. It wasn't hidden. All the staff knew about it, participated in it. The unions knew about it, and the unions went along with it. And we were able to save money at the network level.
Okay, very good. So then, so in terms of the
after,
at BAI, you're saying you really that there are savings in there in terms of the benefits. So
yeah.
There perhaps is no exposure, so no potential.
No exposure. And we did have an attorney finish up the after contract because it's New York and it's a lot of travel if I went back and forth. But that contract is completed, and I'm waiting for a copy from New York to review, and I don't have it yet. And once I do the final copy written up, then I will be able to look at the details and see if they fit with what I thought we negotiated. You always have to have a look just to see if that language is really what we intended. So.
This is Patty.
Please, Patty.
Will the board get to see this contract before it's signed?
Well, I'm assuming that Andrew will share that with the board. I asked and talked to our attorney Dan Silverman. He said it's done, so I'm assuming that it will be shared, Patty.
Comments?
I was thinking with the PNB as well.
Can I comment on that?
We have a policy on it, I do believe. Our policy is notifying the PNB of that contract and. Not actually sending it along to the PNB. Now I could be incorrect. What's the motion as it currently stands?
We excluded union contracts because from the contracts policy because there were a lot of elements involved in it that were thought to be controversial. So, in the interest of getting a contracts policy in place, we said that we would develop a procedure for dealing with union contracts in the future. But right now, I don't know of anything that is formal policy. What I do know, I was told that the national office, you and the ED, would definitely have access to those. So we might, somebody could make some sort of motion on the specific contracts, but I don't think we have any policy in place right now as to the PMB's role with the union contract.
Okay.
Well, I would advise against going through all those contracts. That's taken months, if not some of them a year, to negotiate at this point, and do look forward to the contract policy in the future. These will be in place for 2 or 3 years, and they come up every 3 years, and unfortunately, most of them come up at the same time, so it takes a while to get them done. Anyway, my recommendation would be not to go back over those contracts at this point. It would be tough.
Okay, so the discussion when you say notify at the time of signing or
yeah, I just want to be sure of what's in them because I don't have them in hand at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And I know what we negotiated. I just want to make sure it got on paper.
Okay, so you're saying that you want to be sure that it's that in terms of what you have discussed over the year and that those things are included, including the which would include the benefit change there. So
yes.
Perhaps we should look at in terms of some type of access or distribution to the PNB or access on Pacifica.org. When are those actually posted? Those should be. I know the KPFA contract, I believe, is posted. So
the contract is ready, posted and done. We signed it. It was a continuation extension, so
right.
not a lot changed.
Okay, so. When would we post this to Pacifica.org, the contracts?
Well, as soon as I get them, I was hoping to get them in time for the board, but it turns out in KPFK's example, Eva and the union rep, I'm meeting with them in L.A. when we're down this week to
mm-hmm.
look at the final document that's produced. And then I think I'll notify the finance committee, and we can see where we go from there. See, if there are no issues, there are no issues. I'll be happy to do that.
Okay, so the action out of this then is that once there are, so our next meeting is April the 20th. So at that time, you should notify us. So the Finance Committee, what role do we want to play just in order to look at our, have the document there to just look at the specifics, ask any questions, and then to determine when these will be posted to Pacifica.org?
Yeah, as far as I know, our role would be if it has a budget impact within the criteria that Lonnie talked about, namely it alters a budget category by a given amount, then we would make a recommendation about it to the PMB. But failing that, I don't know what our role is.
Okay, so but we would need to get the document. That's the point. We would need to get the documents in order to determine that, or we could just ask Lonnie. Either way. How would you like to do this, Lonnie?
I would bring it forth. I think the next Finance Committee meeting, it should be an agenda item.
Okay.
There are variances that impinge upon policy. I certainly will bring them forth. In any event, I would bring forward the question of how best to publicize the content of the union contract. You know, where do we, how do we do it?
Can I ask another question, LeVar?
Sure, please, Dave.
Do these contracts, do any of them, the one thing I think that would be useful to know is the degree to which they outline the way staff increases in staffing is going to impact finances. In other words, what do these things do, not just this year, but in future years?
Yeah, they're 3 years.
Price escalation and, over the course of the contract, what kind of increases kick in, and is there anything in there that commits us to expansion of staff, and also any financial impact in case of reductions in staff? Like, we know that we've talked about how a lot of times severance expenses limit our ability to cut costs when stations are having a rough time. So those issues would be things I'd like to understand.
Perhaps we can have
in executive session.
But I would like to go over what part of it would be public and what part of it would be executive session, I remember.
Right. Agreed.
Like you said, the request is for the April 20th meeting to have executive session at the end to go over the contracts. First we'll have public discussion and we'll determine what needs to go into executive session, but we'll add that as an agenda item for
the
20th.
Because we do represent management, some of us at least, and there may be some issues. You never know with these contracts. So.
Okay. Is there any other discussion on this item or the contracts? Okay. I think that was it, the notifying.
We're agendizing for the next meeting.
Well, as I was writing them down, as each item is discussed and it comes up, we'll just note it, and then we will have our agenda developed and make sure I and Casey can go back to those items.
I also have one other question about that executive session.
Please.
Brian's a staff rep. I think he's the only staff rep. No, Sandy is also a staff rep, although he's not. I think he's a volunteer, not paid. I don't know if Brian's part of the collective bargaining unit or not. If he is he able to be in that discussion, or is he excluded from that discussion? What are the implications?
I am a part of the collective bargaining unit, which means any vote specifically affecting that contract I'd have to recuse myself on because of a conflict of interest.
What about in terms of discussion of management side perspective on the contract?
That's a good question. You might want to get an opinion on that. I mean,
can you do that? Can you get an opinion on that and notify the committee between now and next April, our next meeting in April, Lonnie?
I'll have it. I'll do that.
I mean, on some levels of the conversation, I feel I might have something to contribute just in terms of talking about what's going on from the other end.
Definitely.
Union negotiations don't necessarily have to be confrontational. but, you know, certainly if Pacifica needs to have privileged conversations pertaining to negotiations, I can foresee scenarios where I shouldn't participate.
Maybe we could have part of the call where you participate, and then if there are any other issues, we could do that separately.
Okay. Thank you, Dave, for addressing that, and thank you, Brian, for stepping up to that. Very good. Okay, so now we want to go, do we want to go to the other potential budget adjustments that Liney has listed for June? They included the programming, FSRN, election of the election supervisor, bylaws, a couple of legal items, FCC, and the accountant software. So we want to address programming first. Liney, can you give us a little bit more information on that, or does anyone have any information that they would like to add to that?
These are an awful long list, but I'll just address programming because it is coming up at this board meeting. And one of the things that it seems to me might make sense is even as we address the programming in parts, that is to say not the entire document, I was looking at it and reading the document trying to see if we were to have motions on parts of the programming proposal.
In programming policy?
What would be the financial implications of each piece of that proposal, even if we were to sever off pieces to discuss? It might be nice, and I was trying to do that with the ED today, saying, well, what do we have in the programming proposal that would have financial implications? It's very difficult, you know, without seeing how the discussion unfolds, but, you know, it will have national Spanish language programming on the table at the meeting. And Eva says she'll bring a budget, but that's a number. We need to know if that number is close to what we've been assuming, or will it be smaller, or will it be larger. We're hiring a program coordinator. We've got a budget for it. That's true, but the discussion may take us into one direction or another. We've got a number of issues that a programming, wide-ranging programming discussion might entail. So I don't know the answer to that. I'm just putting it on the table I'll be looking at that, trying to tease out the financial implications of not only the programming proposal before us, but in other, we have several, you know, FSRN is an unknown at this point in terms of what the cost might be. And,
well, if I may, is it not bracketed at the high end? I mean, the number I've heard it proposed was, you know, I thought a ceiling on how much it would go to.
On FSRN?
Yeah.
Well, as you know, their proposal that they've had on the table for some time, it assumes an additional $400,000 or $500,000.
Right. That's the ceiling, though, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, right now they're at approximately four, asking for an additional two to four. So you might be looking at a number which is now four, going to $600,000 or $800,000. And then there's the issue of when it would commence, if it's approved, and when it would commence. And then there's some other issues as well around budget control, editorial policy, a lot of issues. And the board will have to have the discussion at some point, either in committee or in the whole, to see what the financial implications are.
Just another question on FSRN. So I'm not really sure when you gave me the numbers that the 400 to 500 you're saying in addition to what's budgeted, or
in addition to what's budgeted, yeah.
Okay, and the other question is, we had a committee that was talking or working with FSRN. Is that committee still active? The negotiation? I think there was a negotiation.
Yeah, I can speak to that.
Okay, Dave.
The committee actually never met with the FSRN folks. And what happened was we were presented with a contract proposal from them. The interim ED sent that to an attorney who was going to look at it, but I don't believe we ever got it back. So my understanding is that Greg Guma has contacted them and said that it's a priority for him, and he's going to follow up on that. And if we can't get the information back on the contract, that he'll move it to another attorney for comment, and he's going to fast-track getting into negotiations with them by next month. So my expectation is that the membership of that committee is me, Ambrose Lane, and Steve Pierce. Steve's leaving the board.
Yeah, I'm a member, too.
Yeah, from the governance side. So then I think that we will convene that. We'll add a member and convene that group early next month, I think.
That's the plan.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Dave. The other question I have, though, Lonnie, I know we were presented, in fact, we were presented with, I guess, initial look at the contract back when we had the PNB meeting in Berkeley. And they had, the team that FSRN had developed a budget, and I know they're working with the budget because they're a viable group, well, they have been. But my question is, we're looking at, you know, folding the FSRN into Pacifica. So have you worked with them in terms of what their budget and perhaps given them advice or in terms of, you know, how the budget, you know, how realistic the budget is and if they've captured all the costs that need to be outlined in a budget for FSRN?
Well, that's a very good question, because well, there are two tendencies. One is to be a consultant with them,
mm-hmm.
but the other part of that transaction is to a negotiation.
Right.
So you're sort of working that. But I think there are some issues, questions at least, that this group, whoever does negotiating, has to be mindful of. One of them is liability. You want to know what debt, if any, that the group is carrying, we in doing a contract with them have them, whether they would merge with us, or even if they did not merge, what would the liabilities be in working with a contract on whatever footing? That would all have to be spelled out in a contract. You'd like to know their revenue capability, that is to say, what budget are they currently working with,
mm-hmm.
and how their finances currently work. You'd like to know their staffing, because that's usually a large component of the budget.
I'm happy to hear you say that, Lonnie, but go ahead.
Well, yeah, you want to know. So they rightly are going to say, well, we don't want to tell you all these things unless we are sure there's some common ground. And, you know, people have different ways of approaching negotiations. Some say, let's get all, everybody gets, turns up all the information that's available. And then, you know, for me, I always look at sustainability. If we were to create a contract, let's just call it a contract at this point, for want of a better phrase, how sustainable will it be? It is, what about next year if people want increases? How affordable would it be? And how it will get paid for. Let's just take a brute example that says, okay, next year you'll have an extra $400,000, and that's what we want to put into the contract with Free Speech Radio. Well, right away there's the issue of where the funds will come from, and then more or less every station gets involved. So there's a process there, too. So it's a lot of details.
Can I also comment that Brian is also, in addition to being in the staff unit there, he's also a member of the FSRN.
Oh, boy.
So he might have some comments on this as well.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not anywhere in FSRN's governance or administrative structure.
I'm a
freelancer who files for them, which makes me a member of the organization.
Okay, but you're not part of the core negotiating group.
No, I'm not.
Got it. Thank you.
And one question I had for you, Lonnie, is if there's been any estimation on Pacifica's end of whether or not there's a revenue offset down the line in terms of affiliate income from Pacifica having a national news offering.
In connection with Free Speech Radio News?
Mm-hmm.
Actually not, that I'm aware of, but that's another factor that would want to throw into that mix. And so, like I said, there are a lot of factors in coming to a workable arrangement. And though it's real hard work, you have to go through all those issues, come up with as many good, solid facts as we can, and then be able to come back with a solid recommendation. So it's work ahead in terms of trying to bring Free Speech Radio into a good working, solid working relationship with the network. Now, my position is that is a desirable goal, and I really view Free Speech Radio News as a potential asset of enormous proportions. And I think we should do everything we can to make it work for both Pacifica and for them. So it's just, getting to it and working out the detail so it's sustainable and workable.
Well, this is Brian again. One thing I would encourage you to explore as you go through with that is the possibility of phasing in the funding increases. That's a whole lot of money for Pacifica to lay out at once, but it's also a whole lot of budget for FSRN to absorb at once, and it doesn't have much of an administrative apparatus right now.
Yeah.
So, a contract that was kind of a let's increase it as we go along and meet targets deal might work better for both parties.